In sports today, we'll talk about Major League Baseball, recap the Cardinals and the Royals. We'll talk college baseball as well for Arkansas, some college basketball news for the University of Missouri. We'll also talk high school sports schedules for the day, and we'll cover some golf tournaments upcoming this weekend. All as we take a look at sports. Hi, I'm Coleman Taylor from the Ecom Sports Network. Seth Lugo pitched seven strong innings to win for the fifth time in seven starts. Michael Massey hit a three-run homer, and the Kansas City Royals beat Toronto 6-1 Wednesday. Bobby Witt Jr. had two hits, scored once, also drove in a run as the Royals won for the fifth time in seven meetings with Toronto. Right-hander Brady Singer is scheduled to start Friday as Kansas City hosts the Texas Rangers. Kente Madia got his first win for Detroit, allowing four hits over six innings and a 4-1 victory over the Cardinals Wednesday as the Tigers took two of three games in the series. Cardinals right-hander Sonny Gray is scheduled to start Friday at home against the Chicago White Sox. In college baseball, Peyton Stovall delivered a five-hit performance and powered number 2 Arkansas to an 8-5 midweek series sweep win over Missouri State Wednesday afternoon at Baumwalker Stadium. Up next, the Hogs travel to Lexington, Kentucky for a three-game SEC weekend series. First pitch in the opener between the second-ranked Arkansas and eighth-ranked Kentucky is scheduled for 5:30 on Friday, May 3rd. In college basketball, University of Missouri men's coaching legend Norm Stewart took the place among the most notable residents of Missouri on Wednesday, becoming the 50th person inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians. Serving as head coach of Mizzou from 1967 to 1999, Stewart led the Tigers to new heights on the basketball court. He guided MU to 634 wins, 8 Big 8 regular season titles in 76, 80, 81, 2, 3, 87, 1990, and 1994. 6 Big 8 tournament crowns in 1978, 82, 87, 89, 1991, and 93, and 16 NCAA tournament bids. In high school baseball today, the schedules include Thayer traveling to Alton, Couch at Eminence, Bakersfield goes to Liberty, Ava hosts Aurora, Winona's at Bunker, Donovan hosting Kennett, Houston at Ellington, East Carter at Greenville, Van Buren at Naylor, Willow Springs at Reed Springs, Gainesville is at Seymour, and in the Arkansas Regionals in the 1A-2, Viola plays Armorell, Norfolk plays Crowley's Ridge Academy. In the 2A-Central, Izard County plays Bigelow, Sloan Hendricks plays Mount Pine. In the 3A-2, Cave City plays Rivercrest, Melbourne plays Harrisburg, Walnut Ridge plays Manila, and in the 4A-Central, Highland plays Robinson. In high school softball today, in the Class 1 District 3 tournament at Winona, Couch takes on Pexico. Eminence versus Ellington, Winona will take on Bloomfield, and in the Arkansas Regionals in the 1A-2, Mammoth Spring plays Shirley, Viola plays Hillcrest, in the 2A-Central, Izard County plays Bigelow, in the 3A-2, Melbourne plays Harrisburg, Salem plays Corning, and Walnut Ridge plays Rivercrest. We've also got some local golf tournaments coming up. On Friday, the West Plains Chamber of Commerce Caddyshack Classic Golf Tournament will be held at the West Plains Country Club, a three-person 18-hole scramble with a 12 noon shotgun start. Lunch and sign-in begins at 11 o'clock. For more details or to register a three-person scramble team, contact the Chamber office. We've got their phone number on our website. Also on Saturday and Sunday, the 10th Annual Howard Reeves Memorial Three-Person Golf Scramble, Saturday and Sunday at the Cherokee Village North Course. Entry fee is $300 per team. First place prize is $1,500, and shotgun tee times on Saturday are at 7:30 in the morning and at 1 in the afternoon. Coffee and donuts will be served at 7. Calcutta is Saturday at 7 p.m., and Sunday times will depend on how you do on Saturday. For more news, sports, and weather, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. For the Ecom Sports Network, I'm Coleman Taylor.